Today's daf in Masechet Sota, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Aleph. Yesterday we got up to the Halak and Mishnah, past the middle of the page. So next thing we had in our Elul Ne'amarim B'Lashon HaKodesh was the Parshat HaMelech. The Parshat HaMelech was the Kriya that was done for Hakel, which took place once every 7 years. So here too we go through the procedure. Kate said, what's the procedure? Motzei Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag B'Shmini B'Motzei Shviyis. Well, this seems like a lot of extra stuff. But L'maisa, it's exactly what it says in the Pasuk. There's a lot of extra words defining the time. And the Gemara is going to go through the entire Pasuk to make sure we understand what each word is for. And so after the first day of Sukkot, in the 8th year, immediately following Shemitah, they make Osimlo Bima Shel Eitzba Azara. They make a Bima for him to be able to read from in the Azara. Now there's no question, are you allowed to put something of Eitz in the Azara? All of this the Gemara will discuss. Uhu Yosheva Leah, and he sits on that, by that Bima, Shnemer Miket Sheva Shanim, Bimoed Shnat HaShmitah, and then it continues on to say that it's B'chag HaSukkot, and it's also B'voko Yisrael, Lirot et Pnei Hashem Elokecha. So it's a lot of different simonim, and the Gemara will say why. And here too, B'chazan HaKnesset, Totel HaSefer Torah, and he gives it to the Rosh HaKnesset. The Rosh HaKnesset gives it to the Sgan. The Sgan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And in this case, we go one step further, and the Kohen Gadol hands it to the Melech. HaMelech Omeid U'Mikabel V'Korei Yoshev. So the Kriya of the Melech is B'Yeshiva, but he's Mekabel, the Sefer Torah, in his hands, Ba'amida, mitzad the covet of the Sefer. Agrippas, HaMelech Amad, V'Kibel V'Kara Omeid. Agrippas felt he wanted to give covet to the Sefer Torah, and he even did the entire Kriya, Ba'amida, V'Shabchu Chachamim, which was all Shaila, because L'maisa Melech Shemachal HaKvodo is not allowed to be Meichel. So this is covet. Why would the Chachamim Shabeach him? That the Gemara is going to ask also. Ukishigia, when he got to the part in the Parshat HaMelech, which is one of the things that he reads, Som Tasim Alecha Melech from Shoftim, Ashivcha Hashem Elokecha Bo Mikerev Achecha Tasim Alecha Melech, Lochu Dutuchal Atet Alecha Ish Nochri Asher Lo Achicha. He started to cry because he came from Hurdus, and Zolgu Einav Dibaot. Everybody understood why he was crying. That he figured he's not really Roy, and people are looking at him like he's a usurper. And so everybody said, "Amrulo Al Titiare Agrippa, Achinu Ata. Don't worry, we love you, we want you. You're our brother." Mitzad his mother, he was indeed entirely Miyisro. There's a question, according to Tosfos, he needs to be Miyuchas from both sides, and if it was actually possible for Malchus. So he has to be Miyuchas for Yisro from the father too, and here it's a special din in Melech, since his father, Hurdus, was ultimately his father, and he was an Eved, so that means he wasn't Miyuchas from that side. But Rashi learns it was because it was inappropriate. It wasn't Mamash and Isra D'Yerais. V'koreim mitchilat, so how does it work? It starts at the beginning of Dvarim. So it starts mitchilat ela Dvarim until it gets to Shema. So when it gets to Shema, it's not that he could have said until it gets to the end of the first parasha of Shema, Vetchanan, but what we're trying to say here is that he reads Kriyat Shema, so to speak. So until he gets to Shema in Vetchanan, and then he says the parasha of Shema, and then he skips to Ekev Vaya Im Shamoa, and then he goes to Aser Taser and Kitechalel Aser. So he goes to Re'e, then he goes to Kitavo, and he goes back to Parshat Shoftim, which is the Parshat HaMelech. Then he skips forward to Kitavo for the Brocha to Klolot. Achi Gomer Kol HaParasha. He finishes all of the Agrizim and Areval Brochas and Klolot. And he makes the same Brochot to the Kohen Gadol we spoke about yesterday's Mavarech. The 8 brachot, HaMelech Mavarech Otam, but there's one difference, obvious difference, which is that the bracha that we had about Mechilat Avon was a bracha that was Miyucha for Yom HaKippurim, and that's why Rashi says that is the bracha that is the end of Atav HaKartanu, on Yom HaKippurim. Well, we talk about Kikikikel, Melech Mochel, V'Shaleach Ata, and so on. Here, of course, we don't say that. Here, we do the Bracha V'Galim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, which is what we would normally do on the Yontav, instead of Mechilat Avon, which is what we do on Yom HaKippurim, because it didn't take place on Yom HaKippurim. Ask the Gemara, something's weird. What does it mean, Bishmini? Shmini is the word that is used for Shmini Atzeres, because it's Lashon Zachar. It's not the way we refer to the eighth year. Shmini Salkadaita. You said it was Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon Shachar. So it was basically the evening of the first day of Chol HaMoed. So what are you telling me? It's Shmini. Salkadaita? Yeah, no, you're right. It should say Bishminit. What do we need so many different simanim? I don't understand. Let's say the Torah would have said, Miketz Shevashanim, right? So I would have said, Miketz simply means start counting now. In other words, now, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in the 40th year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's saying, okay, 7 years from now, that's when you start. That's what I would have thought. So we should start counting, even though Lamaisa, we didn't start counting Shemitah Sviyovos until 14 years later, because you needed to have the years of the Chalukah and the years of the Kivush. So, therefore, obviously, I can't just say Miketz. So, Afagat Velo Mitzrayim Shemitah, I would have thought. Therefore, Kazer Chomer Shemitah. Now, you know, you have to know that it's Tafka and the Zman of counting Shemitahs. Now, let's say Kazer Chomer Shemitah. So, I would have said Miketz Shemitah is at the end of Shemitah. So, Rosh Hashanah. Even if it said Bamoed, so there I would have thought it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. If it had said Bamoed, I would have thought it is Rosh Hashanah. Right? So, because Rosh Hashanah is also called a Moed. Kotav Rachmana, Bechag HaSukkot. Let's say it would have said Chag HaSukkot. I could have said at any time Bechag HaSukkot. I could do it even at the end of Yom Tov. Kotav Rachmana, Bevo Ko Yisrael. When all of Yisrael is coming in, and that's Mi'at Chalta the Moed, that's at the beginning. Aye, if that's the case, yes, Rashi, why can't it be that it's the first day of Sukkot? Well, Sukkot, basically. Who's to say that you're allowed to put it off until the first day of Chol HaMoed? So Rashi says this far as Apia Yerushalmi, that the reason that you can't do it is because the Bima, and you can't make the Bima before, you're not allowed to. Even if it would be Litzarach Viz, Yerushalmi says you can't make a bima before because it's Mitzamtzim, the space in the Azar. Which is ridiculous. I mean, now's the time you need maximal space. Tosef says, so read without a bima. What's the big deal? How do we think a bima is so harsh? It's going to change the peers of the pasuk. Tosef's time is that the word Bamoed, what's the word Bamoed? In the special Moed, is there a special Moed? It's coming to tell us that this Kriya is a Moed. In other words, not the Moed that already exists, which is the Dinim of Sukkot, or the first day of Sukkot with its unique Dinim, but rather with the Moed that is Miyuchat for this Kriya. So it's creating a new, special, once every 7 years Moed. Yes, to combine the same question that we had before in the Kohen Gadol we had yesterday. Chazan HaKnesset, Otel HaSefer Torah, Otel Rosh HaKnesset. What does that mean? Once again, we're doing a lot of COVID over here when we hand over from the Chazan, gives it to the Rosh HaKnesset, and the Rosh HaKnesset gives it to Zgan. Well, what do we need that for? Take out the Sefer Torah and give it to the Melech. Apparently, we want to be mechabe to all of these people. You know, once we're in there, it's like at the bris, you know, kvater, and then we have the, you know, 10 different people are going to take the baby. You could give it directly. And if we're being mechabe, these people, so then it means, and there's a big machlokas, are you indeed allowed to give kavod to a Talmud b'makom harab? And when the melech is standing there, so you're interested in handing out kibudim. It's like, it seems to be the wrong thing to do, unless you hold notes and cover the Talmud. Here's the first Mishnah. And as Rashi, as Abaye said yesterday, Omer Abaye, same thing he said by the Kohen Gadol, it's true here. The more steps you show on the way to the Melech, which each one is an aliyah of Kavod, the greater Kavod is to the Melech.
The passing of the crown to Aragorn.
Ah, correct. Very good. Yes. V'hamelech omeid umekabel v'karei yoshev, And Agrippa Samelach Amad Vekibel Vekara Omed. Wait. How was he sitting? Remember, it's not good enough to be a king to be able to sit in the Azara. You have to be a Melech from Malchus Beis David. So what do you mean, Omed Michal Di Yoshev? Oh, my mind, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Malchay Beit David Bilvad.
What's the source of that? Oh, sorry, Shanemar.
Shanemar Vayavo HaMelech David Vayashav Lefnei Hashem Vayomer. So we saw Rav Chista had explained Bezrat Nashim, Ochanami Bezrat Nashim. How could they be Shabeachim for that? For Shibchu Chachamim. Shibchu, Michal de Shapirov, well, he did the right thing to be Mavatra on his covet. I thought, Amr of Ashi, Afil, Lamandi Amar. Nasi Shemachal al Kivoda al Kivoda Machu. Melech Shemachal al Kivoda Ink Vodom Machu. Shemachal Som Tasim Alecha Melech. That you have to put it over yourself. That is, Shetei Moto Alecha. He doesn't have a right. That's not in his rishus. Yes, but over here, it was Litzerech, the covet of the mitzvah. That's not considered to be in any way a belittling of the aim of the Melech. On the contrary. So mitzvah shayne, that was the Kiddush of the Mishnah, that Shibchuhu Chachamim. Ukishi Yigia, Lelo Tucha Latet Alecha. You should know that that was the moment that the Churban was guaranteed. Once you start with this, everything's okay, it's all right, we feel good about it, multiculturalism, you're okay, we're okay, just smile, that's the end. And that guarantees you the end of Klal Yisrael's position in Eretz Yisrael. Omer of Shimon ben Chalafta, we even call Chanifa al Shem Agrippas. Meyom Shegavar Agrofa Shel Chanufa. The fist of Chanifa, it's mamish a fist. There's not a politician, not a newspaper reporter, not anybody in the public eye who dare suggest that there's supposed to be standards and you're allowed to say something. This guy's no good. No, what do you mean? Islam, there's a private problem with Islam. Chas v'shalom, we're very mechabed, their religion. And so this is the entire idea of the popular wisdom that makes it everything has to be politically acceptable. And the moment you're not allowed to speak truth, and you have to speak dafka, the politically acceptable truth, then there's no way to deal with reality. And at that moment, nitaftu adinim, some of Gears of Dayanim. So the Dayanim can't speak the truth. Dinim themselves become warped in people's eyes. Nitkalkalua ma'asim. But there's no standards. There's no standards. What's the difference in how you act? Ve'in adam yachol omar l'chaviru ma'asai gedolim ni ma'asai v'chaz v'shalom. Say, I'm better than you. What do you mean you're better than me? We're all God's beloved children. We're all the same.
I have a different narrative.
Yeah. It's a good enough mathematical proof for you, maybe. It don't mean nothing to me. So, this is mamish the truth. This is what's going on in the colleges. It's no joke. So once that's true, then you might as well throw your hands up and give up. Darash Reb Yehuda bar Maharava, Vitem Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Mutar lachanif l'rasha'im b'olam hazeh. Shenemar lo yikare od l'naval nadiv. Here we see a fascinating thing that Yeshayahu is saying, Le'atid lavo, when you have an olam atikun, they will no longer call the biggest slob, they will no longer call him Hanadiv Hagadol, right? And the Kilai, the selfish guy, this guy's got billions, you know, he gives a $10,000 donation, oh wow, this, what a generous man, you know, Lo Yomar Shoah, you're not going to call a Kilai a generous person. But, I mean, what do you mean? Lo yikare od mashma that bechlad ba'olam hazeh shoy. So you see that in terms of olam hazeh, it's mutter. Reb Shimon lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Yaakovinu says to Esav, oh, it's meaning you is like, kirot p'nei Elohim v'tirtzeni. I'm like, I had this slob of this thing, kirot p'nei Elohim. Who pliga the Reb Levi? Now that pshat in kirot p'nei Elohim clearly argues on Rabbi Levi's interpretation in which saying those words was actually calculated not to be a chanifa to Esav, but adarav, but to be a threat to Esav. Yomar Rabbi Levi, Mashal shel Yaakov Esav l'ma davar domeh. A guy gets an invitation, he comes into somebody's, those are classic mystery movies or horror movies, and he goes in there, and he realizes the guy's trying to kill him, right? With a big smile. So he figures the best defense is, you know, just go along with it. Oh, what an amazing meal. You know, this tastes very similar to the I had yesterday with the president at a private dinner. I thought his chef was, thanks. I almost had the iPad. Sheesh. I thought the president chef was the greatest. You know, I see that you're this guy thinks, oh my God, the president, my gosh. Forget it, I better not start up with him.
We used to have to write to Russians in the Soviet Union, people that we didn't know, just so they should get cards so the Russian government would think, wow, these people are known, we have to be careful of them. Schools, whole schools, oh, really? Right to Andre, whatever his address. How are you with this?
So, Mr. Fevelo Kotila, Omer Abelazar, Abelazar, Kol Adab Sheshbo Chanufa, a person who goes around being machnif others is maybe af lo lam shenemar, Bechanfei Lev Yasimu af. These people bring anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, and not only that, what happens is the pasuk ends with lo yishavu ki asaram. Don't bother praying when you get hit over the head, because boy, I got a lot in store for you. That's the question. Whether mutter to give chanifa doesn't mean under all circumstances. It means that if it will save you, like it would have Yaakov from Esav, so then it's okay, because then everybody understands in terms of the circumstances that none of this is for real, but you're going through the motions. Whereas if you're actually saying these things not in a mokum sakona, so then you're buying into the whole phoniness of social interactions. And that's what's osir. But of course this we know is also machlokus elsewhere, which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds it. It's osir, so a big discussion. Gemara has it in a few other places. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheish po chanufa, afilu ubarim shebenei iman mekalalan. Even the embryos in their mother's bellies are cursing this guy. Shenema, omer l'rashat tzadikata. Somebody turns around and says, all right, what a tzadik. Yikbuhu amim yizamuhu le'umim. And first of all, the Lashon Yikbuhu, kov. Kov is klola. Shenema, Ma'akav lo kavayel. That's what Bilam is talking about, giving a curse. And la'om refers to ubarim. Shenemar la'om ilam yamat. That was a reference to Yaakov Esav when they were still embryos. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheish bo chanufa nofel b'geinam. This guy's guaranteed for geinam. Shenemar hoy ha'omrim l'ra tov u'la tov ra. And then what does it say afterwards? It says right away, l'chein ke'echol kash l'shon eish v'chashash l'ava yirpeh. So you see that it's as if they're being burnt by tongues of fire and the chashish is going up in flames. Chashish in Arabic just means any grass. It doesn't mean grass. But chashish is the Arabic word for grass, or the Semitic word for grass is chashish. And it's just, but it's cute in modern terms. The grass. The grass, meaning grass. The grass is really grass. Yeah. It's very cute to see cross languages. So this guy is going to be burnt up like the hashish. You speak to a person, instead of telling it straight and hitting him between the eyes with the truth, hey, you make him, give him some quarter that he can, you know, feel that you're not 100% open about what an idiot he is. In the end, you're going to fall into his hands. And if you don't fall into his hands, you'll fall into his son's hands. You may not fill be a daughter, fill be a and not his sons, you'll fall into his grandsons. We've seen amazing story. Yirmiyahu says to Hanani, was giving all these ridiculous lies of the Nevi'ahs, you know, that the clay Hashem are going to be coming back from Bavel another 2 years, everything's going to be okay. So Yirmiyahu says to him, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem, oh yeah, great. I think it's a wonderful idea. You know, Ken Yaseh Hashem, Alavai, Yakim Hashem et Dvorecha Sheni Beita. I'd love to see it happen. Why don't you just tell him you're a filthy liar?
What's wrong with that?
It's sarcasm. You're supposed to say, you're a phony. You're a liar. You're not a Navi. And what happens to Yirmiyahu? Amazing story. Yirmiyahu is going out from Shar Binyamin, and he's trying to get to the Soda that falls to him. And there's a Baal Pekidot. Baal Pekidot is a bureaucrat. What's this bureaucrat's name? Yirmiyahu ben Shemaya ben Hanania. It was the same Hanania. It was his grandson. He grabs Yirmiyahu. He says, you're trying to go over to the other side. You're going out to the Kastim. So the Kastim atanofil. Here he's already ready to tell the truth. When it came to the Nevi'ahs, he wasn't telling the truth. Sheker, neni nofel kastim. And what happens afterwards? Vayitfos Yirmiyahu, vayivyeh la'sarim. He brings him with this false accusation to the sarim, and they throw him into jail. So the very thing he didn't want to say, he ended up saying too late. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, kol eida sheyesh b'chanufa. If it's a society that is based on chanufa, it's mu'usa k'nida. Shenemar ki adat chanev galmud. What's galmud? Bekarchei hayam korin l'nida galmuda. Why would we use that word galmud? Because galmuda is a loshen gimulada mi ba'ala. So she is removed from her husband. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, כל עדה שיש בה חנופה לסוף גולה. כתיבך כי עדת חנף גלמוד, וכתיבתם. ואמרת בלבבך, מי ילד לי את אלה? ציון ספיקס. ואני שקולה וגלמודה, גולה וסורה. When she's surprised at the return of the bonim. So here, גולה and גלמודה are deeply related. To someone that's גלמודה, that's this type of society, in the end, loses it all. And what's remarkable is Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba points out that there are arba kitot that are locked out from Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu never is makabel. And what's interesting is that these four things go together, they develop together, and you see that the societies of Hanifa develop the entire syndrome. So you have Kat, it starts off with Kat Leitzim, Kat Hanifim, Kat Shakarim, Ukat Besaprei Lashon Hara. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be marapanav to such people? Kat leitzim dechtiv mashach yado et lo tzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has removed his hand. That's it. I have nothing to do with these guys. Kat chanefim dechtiv ki lo lefanav chanef yavo. No chanef is going to walk into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kat shekarim dechtiv dover shekarim lo yikon lo neged einai. And kat misapre lashon hara dechtiv ki lo el chafetz reshata. Lo yagurcha ra, and this whole thing is talking about ki ein b'fiyu nichona. It's the whole parsha about misapri lashon hara. Tzadik ata Hashem lo yagur b'megurcha ra. So the kedusha and tzidkas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow. That's called lo yagurcha ra. Not lo yagur, they won't fear you, but they cannot get near you to be in the same world that you're in. Lo yagurcha ra. Hadra aloch elu ne'emarim. And the next case we had was Bashuach Milchama B'Sha'ah Shemedaber La'am Alavai. We should be Zoch Barnea. I can get it straight this Mishnah. Okay. Well, we'll wait till tomorrow. I'll give you a chance to prepare.
With Hanifa, though, there's also the issue of Shalom, just dumping whatever you feel off your chest to somebody.
You don't have to say anything, but you don't have to be Machanif. It's an incredible thing. This,
you go to a simcha and everyone's a rabba go, and that's a perfect example.
You should know that there's was a big mamash, an amazing, a whole big story with the Stechemed. He wrote hundreds and hundreds of letters every year of tshuvas and everything, and he cut out all titles. He would just write the person's name, no title. Because he didn't want to be machlif anybody. He said, we'll make everybody the same. It's a very interesting story because it's the historical roots of the insanity that goes on. Then he heard that people were terribly insulted. I mean, he was writing to some of the biggest rabbonim in Israel with a name, not giving them any titles. So then he says, oh, so what am I going to do? I'll give everybody the same title. Everybody will be a Rav HaGoyim. And that's when our Rav HaGoyim started. Then he found out that people were taking his letter and showing their community. You see, this Nechemer holds it, I'm a Rav HaGoyim. So they would use that as the smich of the Stechemet to get positions and to get loans, whatever. He says, you can't do that either. So he had to go back. And he said, all right, whatever the minig is that people call this person, that's what I'll do, whether it's true or not. There's also tshuva. Lagabe, can you say nice things to your wife even though you don't mean them? Oh, the food is delicious. Gag! And yes, for that it's mutter. But you know, these things are the determination of. Yeah, then a lot of people discuss.
Yes, Rabbi's grandfather.
Oh my gosh!
The first part of the night.
Yeah, that was a miraculous story.
Let me tell it.
Yeah, my grandmother used to make. She used to make fricassee for my grandfather. Oh, every Friday night, like, that was this thing. One time they came back later, she didn't have the right ingredients. She says to him, I feel so terrible, I wasn't able to make you fricassee. He says, it's okay, I really don't like fricassee.
Which, it was the first meal she made for him when they were married, so
they kept it
well
out. I don't know how good it was to have told her the truth after 50 years or
so. So, I mean, if you can erase Hashem's name, we're in the Masechta, if you can erase Hashem's name for Shalom Bayit, certainly you
could
say
Hanif
with your wife.
Yeah, Hanif is the opposite of it. It's the active opposite of Shem Hashem. Chotabosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. It's a very delicate thing. He's being Mishana Nidnei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Mishana. But the Hanifa is not quite the same as Mishana. Uh-huh. You know, so there's things that you leave out, you say things in a nicer way, and, you know, that type of Hanifa, which is called Hanifa, because Yirmiyahu over here, that's not that he said, you know, he just got sarcastic instead of telling him. And the sarcasm was more gentle than saying you're a rotten liar and a phony, you know. It's a big sugya. I mean, the bottom line is, it is such a terrible chashash, because you see entire communities destroyed by Hanifa. You know, and it's not only Hanifa, it becomes lachonis, and it becomes sheker, and becomes lashon hara. It's amazing. It's like this, it's a whole syndrome. The Korei Achrei Mot V'Ach Ba'Asor V'Ramini Medalgim B'Navi V'Im Medalgim B'Torah Am Rabbi Elokash Kam B'Chtei Sh'Yifsok HaTurgaman V'Kam B'Chtei Sh'Lo Yifsok HaTurgaman V'Alei Katoni Medalgim B'Navi V'Im Medalgim B'Torah V'Ad Kama Medalgim Ad K'Dei Sh'Lo Yifsok HaTurgaman B'Chol D'B'Torah Klal Klal Lo Elom Rabbi Elokash Kam B'Nyan Echad Kam B'Shnei Nyanim V'Tanya Medalgim V'Tanya Medalgim B'Torah B'Nyan Echad ומנביא בשני עניינים, וכאן וכאן, בתי שלא יפסוק התורגמן. ואין מדלגים מנביא לנביא, but בנביא של 12, it's okay. ובבד שלא ידלג מסוף הספר לתחילתו. וגוללת התורה, מניחה בחיקו, and then he makes the statement, there's more here, וכל כך למה, שלא להוציא לעז הספר תורה. ובעשור בחומש הפקודים קורא הפה. Why? Why can't you just turn the sefer to that page? Omer Avuna Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Shesh Avishen Goli Sefer Torah B'tzibur. So bring out two sefer Torah of Holy Christ. Rav Avuna Bar Yehuda, Omer Mishum Pagal Moshe Rishon, Rav Shem Elok Hashem Elofi Shein Mavorchim Brocha Shein Atzvicha. Umichashin Elu Pagoma, Omer Rav Yitzhak Nafcha Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shechal Yod B'Shabbat, Mevi Shalosh Torot, V'Korei Achat Binyon Hashayom, Achat Shal Rosh Chodesh, V'Achat B'Shal Chanukah. Yes, Tlata Gavri, but Tlata Sifri, fine, like a Pagoma. But Chad Gavri, even betray Sifri, equal Pagoma. Mivorech alea shwana brocho, tana rabbanan. Mivorechim ala Torah, kederek shmivorechim bibet haknesset. Viala vodah, viala vodah avon, mechilat avon. And that's like the brocha kitikuna. We all know what those brochas are. And then ala migdash bifnei atzman, akohanim bifnei atzman, al yisro bifnei atzman, v'al yerushalayim bifnei atzman, and then the rest of the tefillah, which is what? Ten rabbanu ashar tefillah, techina rina bakasha, sham chayisot tzichin livasha, v'chotem b'shomea tefillah. Mikan ve'elech, kol achad ve'echad, maybe sefer Torah, mito ve'to ve'korebo, ve'kokach roma, kedei laharot chazuto l'rabim. Parshat HaMelech Ketzad, Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag B'Shmini, B'Motzei Shvi'it Asim Lo Bima Shel Eitz Ba'Azara, U'Yoshev Aleha, Shenemar Mikeit Shev HaShanim B'Moed, Chazan HaKneset Notel Sefer Torah, V'Notna L'Rosh HaKneset. Rosh HaKneset Notna L'Sgan, Hasgan Notna L'Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Notna L'Melech, HaMelech Omeid U'Mekabel V'Korei Yoshev, Whereas Agrippas HaMelech Amad V'Kibel L'Kra Omeid, ושיבחו חכמים, וכשהגיע ללא תוכל לתת עליך איש נוכרי, זולגו עיניו דמעות. אמרו לו, אל תתיירא אגריפס, הכינו אתה, הכינו אתה. וקורא מתחילה זה לדברים עד שמה, then he reads the פרשיות of שמה, שמה אבוים שמוע, then עשר תעשר, then כי תחלה לעשר, and then פרשת המלך going to שופטים, then ברכות וכלול זה כי תבוא, שגמר כל הפרשה. ברכות שכהן גדול מברך אותם, המלך מברך אותם על שנותן של רגלים, מקדש את רוב הזמנים, תחת מחילת האבון, of מוכר וסולח and so on. בשמיני סלקת איתך, אם בשמינית, וקולני לא אומר לי, צריך עדיק אז רחב אני מקייץ, אבל מין אוקיי, נמנו פרמחש, את ה-40th year, אף אגב לא מתרמי משמיתה, קודם רחב אני שמיתה, היא קטב רחב אני שמיתה, אבל מין בסוף שמיתה, קטב אני במועד, היא קטב במועד, אני אתן גו קייצן, אז מין רשעת, קטב רחב אני בחג הסוכות, היא קטב רחב אני בחג הסוכות, אבל מין אפילו יום טוב האחרון, קטב רחב אני בבוקו ישראל מהתחלת דמועד, חזן הכנסת נוטל ספר תורה ונותנה לראש הכנסת שבא מן החוק עם כובד לתלמיד במוקם הרב אמרה ביי אינו כולם משום כבוד עוד המלך המלך עומד ומקבל וקורא יושב אגריפס והלך עמד וקיבל וקרא עומד עומד? מיכל די יושב היה אמר אמר אין ישבה בעזרה למלך בית דוד בבד שאומר ויבוא המלך דוד ויושב לפני השם ויאמר כדי יום רב חיסת בעזרת נשים החינם מבעזרת נשים שיבחו חכמים שיבחו וכל זה שפר עובד. אומר רבה שאפילו מנדי אומר נשיא שמחל על כבודו כבוד המחור, אבל המלך שמחל על כבודו אין כבודו מחור. שאומר, סום תשים עליך המלך, שאתה ימתו עליך. Yes, but for a mitzvah is a covet for him too, and mitzvah shining. וכשהגיע ללא תוכל לתת עליך איש לאחרי, תענה, משמד הרבי נתן, באותה שעה נתחייבו סמי ישראל חיליה, שהכניפו לו לאגריפס. אמר רבי שמעון בן חלפתא מיום שגבר אגרופה של חנופה נתעפתו הדינים והדיינים ונתקלקלו המעשים ואין אדם יכול לומר לחברו מעשי גדולים ממעשיך דורש וביודה במערוב אביתה מרבי שמעון בן פזי מותר לך נפלושעים בעולם הזה שאמר לא ייקרא עוד לנבל נדיב ולקילאי לא יאמר שואה בכלל בעולם הזה that's the way it is sure ושמע לא קשור למיוחד, קירות פני עולים ותרצני. ופליג את רב לוי, דיום רב לוי, משל שיעקב ועשיו, למה הדבר דומה? לאדם שזימן את חברו והכיר בו שמבקש להורגו. So what does he do? אמר לו, תלושה, סתם תפשיל זה שאני טועם כתפשיל סתם תבית המלך. אמר, יודה לי למהוקה, מסתפי ולא קטר לי. אומר רבי אלעזר, כל אדם שיש בו חנופה מביא אף לו, למשמר וחנפי לב ישימו אף, ולא יודע שאין תפילתו נשמעת, שנאמר, don't bother בין ישבעו כעשרם. אומר רבי אלעזר, כל אדם שיש בו חנופה אפילו עוברים שבמאי אימן מקללים אותו, שנאמר אומר לרשע צדיק אתה, יגבו העמים, יזמו לאומים, אין כובל הכללה, שנאמר לא קבע אל, ואין לאום אלא עוברים, שנאמר לאום מלאום. יאמץ V'amar Rabbi Elazar kol adam shesh bo chanufa nofel begeinom shemar hoy omrim l'ra tov l'tov ra machtiv acharav l'chein gechukash l'shem eish v'chashash l'havayar V'amar Rabbi Elazar kol adam hachaniv l'chavirot sof nofel biyado im eino nofel biyado nofel biyad benav im eino nofel biyad benav nofel biyad ben benav shenemar v'ayomer yirmiyo l'chananya amen ken yaseh Hashem yakim Hashem et vorecha וכתיב היו בשער בנימין ושם באו פקידות ושמו יראיו בן שלמיו בן חנניה והתפוס את ירמיהו הנביא לאמר הכסתים אתה נופל והיום ירמיהו שקר אינני נופל הכסתים וכתיב היתפוס ירמיהו ויביאו אל השרים and they put him into the בית הסוהר ויאמר רבי אלעזר כל עדה שיש בה חנופה מאוסר כנידה שם בקיעת חנף גלמוד שכן בקרחי הים קוראים לנידה גלמודה. מהי גלמודה? גמולדה מבעלה. ויאמר רבי אלעזר כל עדה שיש בה חנופה לסוף גולה. כתיבה לך כי ידעת חנף גלמוד, וכתיבת המאמר בלבבך, מי ילד לי את אלה? ואני שיחולה וגלמודה גולה וסורה. אומר בירמיה ברב, ארבע כיתות אין מקבלות בני השכינה, כת ליצים, כת חניפים, כת שקרים, וכת מספרי לשון הרע. כת ליצים דכתיב משך ידו את לוצצים, כת חניפים דכתיב כלא לפניו חנף יבוא, כת שקרים דכתיב דובר שקרים לא יקון לו נגד עיניי, כת מספרי לשון הרע דכתיב כלא אל חפץ רשע אתה, לא יגור חרה, צדיק אתה השם לא יגור במגור חרה.